Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. And that means it's time for the 5 on 5. And once again, the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with the color experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and, of course, mine and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. You can find them in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair. Get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
Today's 5 on 5 is a little bit differently because I approached it from grateful for willingness to change. So I asked people if they had any resolutions that they were going to do for the new year. So that's what I'm going to give you. Okay, 5 different people's responses. These are resolutions from the masses. Okay? Okay. I just ask random people in random places, all right? The first one is, I'm giving up smoking, and I could use some prayers. That's from a woman named Stephanie. If you are a prayer, keep her in your prayers. Stephanie asked for prayers for giving up smoking, and she's going to start tomorrow. So that's one. The next one, this guy was kind of a card.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to call him Jimmy the Jokester. Okay, because he said very, very straight. He was very straight when he said it to me, but he said, I'm giving up women. I'm going to give up the ones I work with first and then go from there.
You know, folks, it doesn't always have to be extremes.
Well, you know, I wrote it down and he goes, you're going to use that, huh? Well, you said it.
Sounds like women already gave up Jimmy.
The third one I got was, I'm going to do my best to do good and stay alive. That was from a man named Sam.
I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Number 2, I'm going to be patient with my husband who is healing from surgery.
Aww.
Yeah, that was from a woman named Betsy.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Now, this one's the one that's going to make you think. It's from a man named Murray. He's visiting from Arizona. And this was his. I will waken to the peaceful sunlight of the spirit. I will know peace throughout my day. I will be healed of all that causes disharmony. And I will be a healing force to all that come in contact with me. Pretty heavy, huh?
Murray's deep.
Murray is deep. Murray's a deep guy.
I like it.
But they're all wonderful things. And I thought they were good for our topic today. We're talking about starting over. How do you start over? You know, it's the last day of the year. Many people are making resolutions. You can start your life over anytime you choose. Anytime. You can pick it up and start. It's, as the George Eliot quote said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. And that's what we're talking about today. If you're stuck on a path, everybody has a reset button. You can get there with us. You know, we talked about things that you're not stuck. You're powerless, maybe, but change is possible. There is hope. Hopelessness and powerlessness are two different things. Sometimes people confuse them. So be careful. Ask yourself, is it really hopeless or am I just powerless? I just can't make the change that I need to see happen.
Now, how about helpless?
Helplessness is different, too.
Yeah.
Helplessness is different, too. And at different points, people are helpless. And sometimes they're not. Sometimes they just think they are.
But helplessness, you know, to me it's that I require some help.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people are so reluctant.
To ask for help.
Ask for help.
Yeah, it's a huge thing to learn how to ask for help. And, you know, we're talking about taking things one step at a time. Just like breathing. Just doing one thing at a time. Breathe in, breathe out. You know, quiet your mind. Quit the self-judgment and the old stories going through your head and the, you know, remember whens. Quit all that. Quit all that, you know. And shift your focus. And instead of dwelling on your limitations, dwell on your dreams and your strengths. And this is mostly a shift in attitude and approach. And then commit to making the change. Maybe you need to talk to somebody. Maybe you need to see a counselor or a trusted friend or a family member. Maybe you need to say, I'm going to commit to you that I'm going to do this. Maybe you need to start praying. We have the affirmative prayer on the website, on the Beth Wee website. Go look for that. It's on there, and it's a good little tool that will help you. Maybe affirmation work would be good for you. Maybe a resolution. Not everybody's going to set a resolution. Some people will. But, you know what the alternatives are. Choose what's best for you. There's more than one solution.
And you had alluded to it, but look forward, because so many times when with people I work with, I will hear, I want to be back the way it was when. But you know what? I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forward to new blessings, to better, you know?
Well, you can't go backwards.
Yeah.
That's the reality is you'll never be back there because things have changed since then. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that you can't be happy or happier. As happy as or happier than.
Oh, you're not going to sing, are you?
No, I'm not going to sing. You've heard me sing. You know I wouldn't do that to these poor people listening. Okay. And then the last thing, of course, was practice. Keep trying. You know, you don't have to deny your thoughts and feelings, but acknowledge them and move on. It's not giving up. It's beginning anew. It's making failure your teacher, not your undertaker. So I have some other thoughts about this stuff, Lee. So I want you to kind of
listen.
Cue in. No, I want you to kind of give me what you think about this.
Okay.
So these are some thoughts on people that are struggling with starting again. You know, that's hard for them to know they can start over at any point they want to. Or maybe they say, okay, I get that. Yeah, I can start over any time, but that's just, you know, that's just words and I got to live this. You know, one of the things that helps me when I get into negative space like that is to distract myself. Is that just like, it's like treat myself like a child. It's like a child who's whining and complaining. If you can distract them, you can change their whole day. Have you ever had that happen with a kid, with a child?
Well, that's...
With yourself?
That's part of parenting 101.
I think so, too.
But, you know, with myself and you know my story, you know, there have been times where my mind will lock onto something. And if it's something negative... One of the gifts that was given to me by a fellow many years ago was just say, please remove this obsession. And there were times I would have to say it 25, 30 times. But my mind will move on to something else to obsess on, you know, and I'll get past it for that moment.
Yeah. What are ways to distract yourself? You know, for some people, it can be read a book. How many times do you actually allow yourself to sit back and read a book?
Well, I'm thinking the old saying, move a muscle, change a thought.
That's on my list here. I have that one down here. Move a muscle, change a thought. So one of the things I have for the move a muscle, change a thought, clean out a closet. Rearrange the furniture. So there's a visual change so that when you walk in, that's the kaleidoscope thing. It looks different. It is different. You know, move a muscle, change a thought. Do you go to the gym? Go to the gym. Walk the bridge. Walk down the street. Walk down your street and back. Just get out of the house when you're just feeling that stuck. Just open the front door, walk to the street, and walk down the street, and walk back.
But do it for you. Do something for you.
Mm-hmm. Because when you move a muscle, you do change a thought. That's what the saying is about. Move a muscle, meaning take some action. Just become active. It will change the way you think.
Well, you know that one of my passions is my garden, and it has been neglected. I've had some changes in my life. I have been busier than a one-armed paper hanger, and last weekend, Diane and I came home from work, and as I pulled in the driveway, she was working in the yard.
Oh.
And I had the choice of driving on past and going back to the office or pulling on in, and we worked on the yard that afternoon. And you know something? Everything I needed to get done with work was okay, but it was fulfilling. That's right. The word. It was fulfilling.
Yeah, because it's not just fulfilling. Is not just work. It's personal. There's stuff that makes you feel better. You know what it is.
Well, you got to find that elusive balance. You know that spot you pass as you go from one extreme to another.
That's right, where you swing by it. How about this one? That was distract yourself we were talking about. How about this one? Understand what went wrong.
You have to be willing to look.
Yeah.
You know, it always starts with willingness and open-mindedness, and you have to be willing to look.
Yeah, I think that's true. And where do you look? Where do you look within? Many of us get stuck looking outside. We look at the people around us. We look at the state of the country. We look at fill in the blank. Just anything that isn't me. And some of it is me. It could be how I'm either over-focused on something, under-focused on something, maybe not living my priorities. Maybe I've allowed other things to take importance. In one of the books...
Sacrificing.
Yeah. Never sacrifice the important on the altar of the urgent.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important lesson. And we do have things that come up that are urgent, but we must return to our priorities. We always say, live your priorities. And what are your priorities? If you haven't had time to sit down and list them and know what they are, maybe that's something you should do. Maybe you should sit down and write what your priority list is. What's most important? I've had people do that for many years. And it's funny, that number one spot will change. They'll be sitting there writing, maybe we'll be in a coffee house or something, and they're writing on a napkin, and they'll scratch it out so many times they need a new napkin because the number one slot keeps changing. They say, well, it's my kids. Well, it's myself. Well, it's my higher power. Well, it's my, you know, and they'll go through all the different things. And what they really need to find is what's most important for them so that they can be a good parent to their kids, so that they can be a good partner to their mate, so they can be a good child of God and serve that creator or whatever, however they do it.
They need to fill their pitcher so they can fill everybody's glass.
That's right. So when you understand what went wrong, usually it's something really simple like, I forgot what was important to me and I got off track.
And it's reminding me of our old friend forgiveness, and sometimes it's self-forgiveness.
Self-forgiveness, and sometimes it's forgiving God. I think some of the most impact we've had on people at the workshops we've had is when I teach about forgiving God, because some of us hold things against the higher power, something that happens in our life that's tragic or upsetting, and we hold it against the higher power as if it was planned to hurt us.
As if it was personal.
Right. And once we can overcome that, we get to a place where we can understand what went wrong and we can move on from there. We can get past it. That's right. And how about this one? Put yourself out there again. That's hard. Sometimes you're sitting in that rut. If you're listening to us on the radio today and you're like, yeah, I'm in the rut, but they haven't said anything that makes me want to get out of it, that I'm talking to you. You got to put yourself out there again.
Well, the rut will frequently, the solution will seem like isolation.
Right. And isolation just makes it worse. It's like people I know that are depressed and they drink alcohol. And I mentioned to them, just so you know, alcohol is a depressant. So you're taking a depressant to treat depression, and that won't work.
It's like throwing gasoline on a fire to put it out.
Right. It's not going to happen. So you got to put yourself out there again. We have a lot more ideas for you. Stay tuned, because we're talking today again about starting over. Do you need to start over? Maybe just today's been a rough day. Let's start it again. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
And welcome back, folks.
Thanks, Lee. And we're talking today about how to start over. Are you feeling stuck in a bad place? Start over. Start over today. You can start over anytime. And that's what we're talking about, different ways to do it. You know, how's life going for you? If you can't let go of your current life, what's holding you there? What's making you hold on to it?
Well, I've got one solution which may not be popular.
Let's go.
You know, I got to tell you, there's been points in my life where the morbid comfort of sitting in the puddle, the self-pity has been pathetically comfortable.
Well, you know, when I teach, I often teach about a baby with a bad diaper. And when you, a child that's been abused will cry if you try to remove that dirty diaper, even though it's burning their skin and it's hurting them. It's what they know. It's become comfort to them because it's what they know.
And change can be frightening.
Yeah. Well, when you take that diaper off, it's going to hurt too. There is going to be some pain. It's going to be different pain, but it's going to be the pain of healing. And the pain of healing is a progressively, it lightens progressively.
It's the beginning of a new start, our whole theme.
Yeah. And it's what it goes slowly but surely. It starts to heal, and even the child with the diaper will look forward to the new diaper so that he never gets like that again. Once you learn to start your life over anytime you need to, you'll do it more often. You'll find yourself sitting in that pity pot and you won't want it anymore. You'll know that there's more out there for you. And you might even just say to one friend, I'm kind of in a bad place. Keep me in your prayers. Just that one little reaching out to someone and telling them the reality of what your situation is the beginning, because you're reaching out to other people. That's one of my keys. I have interact with others, even if you don't feel like it.
So I will be the one to say that if you are sitting on the pity pot and it is out of pure caring for you, quit it.
Call somebody. There's one person you can call, and you just thought of them. Now you're telling yourself there's nobody. But when I said there's one person, one name came into your head. One person. That's probably the person that you can trust with this. And you can call them and just say, I just needed to reach out to somebody because I've been isolating, and it's not good for me.
And we have on the website, we have a thing called the share wall, where if you like, you can share anonymously.
Yeah.
You know, and just, but.
And put it out there.
Get it out there.
Yeah. Get it out there and tell somebody I'm saying put yourself out there again. It's the same sort of thing. When I'm saying interact with others, even if you don't feel like it. And I'll even go one step further. Once you start to reach like that, and it kind of makes you feel sick to your stomach. For me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Ask for help from somebody who knows, somebody who's been where you've been. I think one of the beautiful things about the Beth We Outreach is that we've been where you've been. And we know what it's like to get stuck. We know what it's like to think that isolating or pulling away from the people that you love
is
the solution. And it's not the solution. It you just want the pain to end as fast as possible. Maybe you have a drug addiction or an alcohol addiction, or maybe you escape a different way. Those are just forms of escape. You know, they say we all have that fight or flight, you know.
Instinct.
Yeah, and alcoholism is a flight. So is addiction. So is isolation, though.
So is self-pity.
Yeah, and the strange thing is, isolating is not solitude.
No.
There's a beautiful time to be alone by yourself. And every once in a while, I just need time by myself. I need solitude. I need time with just me and my higher power, where I can kind of regroup and reconnect and just be. Not accomplish anything. Not help somebody else. Not anything. You know, when I look at the great leaders in the spiritual world, they all went off by themselves. They all went off by themselves to pray, to connect, to have that time alone. And that's important stuff. So I'm not minimizing that. But that is way different. Solitude, seeking solitude is very different than seeking isolation. And when you separate yourself from other people, you're going against your very nature as a human being. We are created as people. You know, we are built for community. We are not built to make it on our own. We are built to excel when we're in community. And that's what we're asking you. We want you to excel.
So isolation goes against our natural instincts.
Right. And, you know, maybe you're not ready to move out of that isolation. Maybe you're listening right now on the radio and you're saying, no, she's talking to me, but I just can't do it. Could you do this? Would you start to pray to reach a state of acceptance? Just start to ask Source. You can say Beth's God. If you don't have a God, say, hey, this Beth has a God. Beth's God, help me. Help me reach a state of acceptance so that I can get out of this rut that I'm in. I have a friend who that I heard him talk about a time in his life where he was drinking and he was isolating. He had lost his family. He had drank himself into a tiny apartment in Vero Beach, Florida, where all he had was liquor deliveries. The liquor store would deliver.
Hmm.
And he woke up one day in the hospital. And the doctor said to him, can we take the restraints off? Can we take your restraints off? Will you be calm? And he realized he was strapped down. And he said, yes, I'll be calm. He didn't know what happened. And the doctor said, well, I couldn't get the bullet out, but it didn't do the damage that I thought it had done. And he said, what bullet? And he found out that he had shot himself in a drunken stupor. He had gone and bought the gun in the drunken stupor. Now, this happened many years ago when the gun laws were a little bit looser, maybe 25 years ago. But he still tells the story because people need to hear that this is how isolated we can become.
But I want to add that this fella today, I love him, and I want what he has. I want the peace. I want the growth. I want the connection that he has. He is a
lighthouse for other people.
Exactly.
And that's what you can be. If you're listening to this and you're stuck in your house and you haven't connected with people, we need you back. The world really needs you. People say, what's going on with the world? Some of it is some of our best people are isolating. Some of the best people that could contribute the most and help other people connect have pulled themselves out of commission. We want you back, and we need you back. We're going to have to tie this up today, and we're kind of on a somber note. But I want you to know, you can start over anytime you want. I know we're pulling for you. Lee and I, we know how much you're needed. The gifts and talents that you have are not in another person in this world. Oh yeah, there may be other people that are good at this or good at that, but not in the mix that you carry, not in the way that you bring them, not in the way you promote them. We're looking for you. Come on back to us. Don't spend time beating yourself up. Come back to believe in yourself. Come back to believe that we believe. Believe that we believe. That's a start. Go to our website at www.bethwe.com. Read some of the blogs. You know, shift through them until you find something that speaks to you. There's a lot of people that have found answers just by seeking. That's what we're asking you to do.
Reconnect.
Reconnect. It starts with seeking. We hope you learned something from us. We hope you heard something from us. We hope you are going to teach us something. Contact us at the website. We're listening. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great 2016.
Indubitably.